This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montaigne. Jude Johnstone has written songs for some of the biggest names in the business, including Bonnie Raitt, Stevie Nicks, Trisha Yearwood, and Johnny Cash. Now the songwriter has stepped up to the microphone to perform her own songs on her first album called Coming of Age.
In the old ones, bend with age. I can see my future on another page. I am younger.
Jude Johnstone grew up far from the music business in rural Maine, near her grandfather's blueberry farm.
It sounds quaint, but it really isn't. It's blueberry fields, and a lot of people work them, and then the blueberries go into a factory and are picked over and go out into the boxes and Duncan Hines, you know, cake mix, basically. Right.
So it really hard work for those who have to do it. Did you have to at all as a child?
Yeah, I did it every summer of my life until I was 16, and then I worked in the factory packing boxes.
Wherever did you get the idea that you could be a songwriter?
I think I was born with the idea of songwriting. I did it since I was about 8 years old. And my parents were real supportive, and you know, I took piano lessons, and I always wrote songs, you know, even when I barely played, because I heard music in my head all the time, and you know, probably voices and everything else, but we'll just stick with the music now.
I have heard the lark over in the vale, and I've heard the lonesome whippoorwill.
As a teenager in the late 1970s, Jude Johnstone decided that if she was going to write songs for a living, Hollywood was the place to be. So she hopped a plane to California, and in a stroke of luck most aspiring songwriters can only dream about, Jude Johnstone found herself sitting next to Clarence Clemons, saxophonist for the E Street Band. He asked for a tape of her work, liked it, and invited her to a recording session in New York with Bruce Springsteen.
And I'd never seen a fancy recording studio like that in my life. And suddenly there I was, you know, going up the elevator in the car, you know, into this studio. And next door is Mick Jagger, and in the next studio is Brian Ferry and, you know, Blondie and all these people. And I thought, it was a little hard to contain, actually. I was only 19 at the time. And they just sort of let me sit and watch. I never, you know, I didn't say a word.
Yeah.
I just watched them do takes of their songs, and I listened.
At that age, did you want to write songs only, or did you, at that point, already want to be a singer as well?
Oh, I always wanted to be both, yeah. I wanted to be a recording artist. When I first started, I absolutely had that idea in mind, and yeah, it was really humbling, of course, to hang around those people, because then I was seeing it firsthand. I'd be talking to Jackson Browne 1 minute, and then he'd say, oh, gotta go, and open the curtain and go out onto the stage at Madison Square, filled with people just roaring. And I remember at the time going, oh, I don't know if I could do that. I don't know if I could do that.
Huh.
And I still don't know if I could do that. But I know I do love to perform the songs myself. I also love hearing other people perform them.
But Johnny Cash sang your song Unchained.
Yeah. When I heard that he wanted to record Unchained, I was really ecstatic. One, because he was a guy, and that was kind of fun, and a legendary guy. And two, because it was an up-tempo song, you know, kind of a spiritual gospel thing. And I thought, oh, this is cool. This is going to be cool.
I have been ungrateful, I've been unwise, restless from the cradle, now I realize.
As it turned out, he did an entirely different thing with it and read it like a hymn, and it was it was beautiful. When I heard it, I went, I don't believe it. This is beautiful. You know, it's just him basically on the guitar. It's incredibly understated and elegant, and it's lovely. But it was unexpected. The version he was listening to all the time that I gave him was, you know, much like the version you hear on my album.
Bonnie Raitt backs you up on this CD. She's your backup singer.
That was a weird thing. It really was.
But, you know, on her most recent album, she recorded your song, Wounded Heart, which you've recorded on this CD, and she called it the saddest song she ever sang. In fact, she said it was so powerful that for her, it was why people sing for a living, because at the end of the night, and I'm quoting her, you're just washed clean.
If you listen, you can hear the angels' wings up above our heads so near. They are hovering, waiting to reach out for love when it falls apart, when it cannot rise above.
How did this song come to you?
All my songs are mysteries to me. I don't know where they come from. I mean, they come from my real life experiences, and as this one does, but all I do is shape them. I mean, I don't like it to sound like it's you know, sort of a religious experience or anything, but music is a mystery, and it's a miracle to me, and still is.
This album is called Coming of Age, and you made it, you know, 20 years into your career.
Yeah.
I've seen you quoted saying you felt like you finally were old enough to have something to say.
I did, and you know, that's funny. It's actually Jackson Brown that gave me that idea, because I was talking to him, and I said to him, you know, I'm going to make a record finally. It's about time, huh? And he said, well, you know, Jude, I think it's the perfect time for you to make a record, because I think actually that it takes us till we're about 40 before we really have that much to say.
Songwriter Jude Johnstone. At 42, she's out with her own album of songs she's written called Coming of Age.
Coming of Age.
More of Jude Johnstone's music can be heard on our website, npr.org.
I'm coming.